And all of us have our core twist somewhere inside of us. And that's exactly what these 12 steps are going to bring out of you. They're going to bring out of you your core twist, connect the dots for you, so there's no more questions of why you do what you do, and you will be free. You'll be free to become the man or woman that God intended you to be, according to the principles of the 12 steps, which are really just principles, spiritual in their nature. Forget 12 steps. Take alcohol out of this. This all stuff has the same power. I'll guarantee it. And it tells you that in print in the forward, that many of people, non-alcoholic, have found a way of life in them that has proven to them that they can be happy and usefully whole through the 12 steps, having no reference to alcoholics or alcoholism or addiction or any of that. That's the power of what we're touching here. Go ahead and finish reading that. So that's the fatal nature of my situation is I got a disease that centers in my mind. Can't weigh my mind. It's not limited to time or space. So this is going to definitely take a while. Like about a lifetime. And in terms of that, so there's no finish line, because there's no limitations to my mind. There's no finish line in my mind. Oh, you've ended the boundaries of your mind. You must go back at this point. You know, I can travel anywhere in my mind. I can travel forward. I can travel backwards. The only problem is my travels are always doom and gloom. My travels are always ominous. Anytime I look forward, it's ominous. Anytime I look back, it's scarring. And anytime I look back and any scarring and tell you my behavior today comes from the fact that this woman or this man hurt me or injured me 2 years ago or 4 years ago or 10 years ago, all I'm telling you is my past is my future because I refer to it all the time and I'll never change. So this is who I am. Either accept it or walk away at this point, which you will have that decision to make in step 5. You will either accept that this is who you are and who you'll always be, and that's just the way it's going to be, or you'll be ready to move to step 6 and be entirely ready to have all this mess removed and become the man or woman that God intended you to become according to the principles of the 12 steps.